Okay, Rabbi Sai. There's a Moira Diki Yisoid here in the next parak, off the parak Yud Gimel. Moira Diki Yisoid in Hilchas Tefillah, which I want to bring out. I made this diak many years ago, maybe 25 years ago. It's a pretty uneventful parak as far as learning over the hemshech of the stuff that we learned about till now, with the Averis of Yerovam ben Nevat and his grandchildren going in the same derech. All of a sudden we have like this. Yoyosh ben Achazi becomes king, Yoyochos ben Yehu is king, Vayaso Rabbeinei Hashem, Vayelech HaChachatos Yerovam ben Nevat. Basically, the Pesukim here say all the Averis stay the same. No tshuva. And the Melals and Oynish, Vayichav Hashem be Yisrael. Hashem had anger against Klal Yisrael. Vayitnein biyad Chazal Melech Aram ubiyad Ben Hadad. Okay. So far, uneventful. Klal Yisrael continuing in the negative way. The king is doing the same negative things. No tshuva. Till now, every time there was a bump, somebody did tshuva. The Melech did tshuva, Klal Yisrael did tshuva, somebody did tshuva. No tshuva. The pasuk says like this: Vayichal Yoyochas is Pnei Hashem. Yoyochas is the king that's going in the ways of Yehovah ben Avot. He's doing terrible things. He's a Baal Avodah Zarah. Machti is Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, he starts davening. He becomes a Rebbe. Starts davening. So L'chore, the Baruch Hashem should slam the door in his face. Right? He's going in the ways of Yerovam ben Nevat. If you and I were there then, we wouldn't be giving any kapitla, any kvitlach to Yoyochos. He's not even Avodah Zarah. The Novi says, Vayichal Yoyochos es Pnei Hashem. Listen to this. Vayishma Elov Hashem. And Hashem accepted his tefillah. There's no explanation in the Novi why Hashem accepted his tefillah. Hashem accepted his tefillah. Kivor Slachat Yisrael. The Bansham saw Klaisol's pain, persecutions, and the Mela, Hashem accepted him. Vayitin Hashem li Yisrael Moshiach, Vayetzu mitachas Yad Avraham. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Novi is made that Yoyochas went in the bad ways of Yerovam ben Nevat. He didn't do tshuva. Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. We're engulfed by Melech Aram. All of a sudden Hashem accepts the tefillah. With no explanation. Rabbi Yitzchok Sorotskin wrote a sefer called Vinas Yitzchok. So he's oimed on the fact that the Novi uses a lashon vayichal, not a common lashon used, vayichal, instead of saying vayispalo, right? Or vayitzal, it says a lashon of vayichal. So if Yitzchok Sorotskin in the sefer Vinas Yitzchok, he says over here, I and Talib Yonis and Benazio, Vitzoli. And he tries to tie it in. We find by Yankiv Avinu. Also, we find the Lashon Vitzoli. He tries to make an analogy between the two. But he doesn't give any clarity into why the Navi uses the word Vayichal over here. Why is Vayichal used over here? So I want to tell you a push-up shot. It's a Yisoid Gadol in Tefillah, how a Tefillah could be answered. And this ties into something that happened by Rebbe Yashiv. Somebody asked Rebbe Yashiv years ago, they wanted to make a campaign. Because the Gemara says in Bava Kama, I'm a spal badri bad chaveri, who nemet chil. Somebody davens for himself, for his friend also, he's answered first. What's the problem? Anytime somebody needs anything, anytime somebody has a problem, should daven for somebody else also. And that's it. Chazal tell us, you'll be answered right away, quickly. 1, 2, 3. One of my most favorite vices that I heard b'shem the Avnei Neza, the Helik Esochet Shogah, when the Chedush Yerim, gave over the Melucha to his grandson, the Sfasemes, the Melucha of Ger, the Sfasemes Mamish spent his whole life, because his Zayda told him he has to dedicate himself to Klal Yisrael. He saw Mamish thousands of people a month used to come to him with tefillos about kosher. And he was Nifter at about 56 years old. I think in 1906 or 1907. That's when the Sfasemes passed away. Needless to say, he wasn't just a Rebbe of Ger. He's a Rebbe from Klal Yisrael. So they called in every professor, every doctor, to try to cure the Sfasemes. But he had a disease nobody knew the refuah. No professor was able to figure out what it was. It was like an unheard of disease. And Sfasemes passed away. And the Avnei Neza was also a shtickle ger chosid. He was a shtickle ger chosid. So the Avnei Neza was older than the Sfasemes. The Avnei Neza says, I want you to know, why did the Sfasemes have a disease that nobody knew about? No doctor ever heard of it. No, they called him the biggest professor. Nobody heard of it. The Avnei Neza said, very simple. When it came time for the Rabbeinu Shalom to take the Sfasemes back to Shemayim, he had to give him a machla. Takana from Yankev Avinu, some kind of sickness has to happen. He had to give him a machla. The problem was, he said like this. He said, the Avnei Neza said, every disease that was known, the Sfasemes already spent davening for other people. There wasn't one disease, known disease, because people came to Sfasemes every day, every week, with sorrows. He already davened for every disease. So in order for them to find a disease that wasn't who they had, they had to bring a new disease. Yeah. A new disease that the Sfasemes never davened for. So then they were able to, that's the only way. Can you imagine? This is what the Avnei Neza said. So this person asked him, yes, Rav Eliashiv, why don't we make such a campaign? Anybody has a tzara, anybody has a need, person needs a shidduch for their child, just daven for somebody else, son. All the problems will be taken care of. Today they have all the statistics, they just asked me to sign the kol kerim, which I readily agreed to sign, that everybody should start shidduchim a little younger and this, and they take care of it. Simple answer. Everybody should daven for every person davening, you should daven for their child and for another child. And that's it. Done. So I'll tell you what Rav Eliashiv answered. And now you'll understand what's going on here in the Novi. In how your Yochas tefillah was answered. Like I said, the word Vayichal is very rare. We don't find it. But if you look in the Baal HaTurim, you hear Rabbi say, the Baal HaTurim in Parshas Kisisa. We're soon going to have it. 2 weeks, we're going to have it in the parasha. The Baal HaTurim is oimed on the fact that Vayichal is found in a very few places. But one of them is Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah after the chet of the Egel Azov. If you look in Perek Lamed Beis, Vayichal Moshe as Pnei Hashem. When Moshe davened for Klal Yisrael after the chet of the Egel, says Vayichal. Also says Vayichal. Says Vayichal over there. If you look at the Baal HaTurim over there, he brings down the Mesorah of Vayichal. One of them is here, one of them is there. There's very few places. So obviously there must be a connection. So I'm going to tell you what the connection is between these two places. In this week's parasha, Parashas Tetzaveh, you know the parasha starts with Atta Tetzaveh. Doesn't say anything about Moshe. In the whole parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Amad Nazach, parasha Shleiman, the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. So Chazal tell us, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheini no misifrucha Hashem kasa'avta. Moshe told Hashem after the Chepet Yehi, that if you forgive Klai, it's all good. If not, take my name out. So maybe it was this guy. It's like a kilas chochem. And maybe it was this guy. So what's the kasha? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Nefesh for Klai Yisrael. So now his name gets taken out. He should get an extra couple of minutes. He should get an extra couple of minutes. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nefesh for Klai Yisrael. He says, Hashem, if you don't forgive Klai Yisrael, take me out of the toilet. So now he gets punished that his name gets taken out. Out of the hundreds and hundreds of times that Moshe's name is mentioned, one parasha is taken out the police. And the irony is, the parasha is the parasha of the meeting ground together, the appointment of the leader of the Klai Yisrael. Moshe's name is taken out. So I said, my boy, I always have a posh of silence. One of the reasons why Moshe's name is called by Yechad comes from a lashon chulin. What does chulin mean? Chol. Okay, if you make yourself chol, it means you degrade yourself. You lower yourself. Chulin. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got up after the Chet Egel, he gave up his whole mitzchias. Moshe Rabbeinu was created to be the Moshe Torah of Yisrael. Zichu Torah Moshe Amdi. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole mission, his whole mission, was to be the Moshe Torah of Yisrael. When Moshe said, take me out of the Torah, you know what that means? He was giving up his whole mitzvahs for Klal. Giving everything up. That's why it's called by Yechal Moshe. He made himself chol. Moshe Rabbeinu gave up everything for Klal Yisrael. Vayechal Moshe. He gave it all up. He was only focused on Klal Yisrael. He gave up his whole mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael. Not only is that a mila, but to be a real leader of Klal Yisrael, that's a spitz, that's the absolute requirement. Memela, the Torah took his name out to show you the mile of it, not the chsar. And which power should take it out? By the parish of Minu Kehan. By the parish that talks about appointing leaders. You want to know how you get appointed? The Ato, no name. No name. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, told this guy, who was a very chosh of a person, the one who came to him. He told him, it's not such a simple thing to make a campaign. Then you go to shul and you say, oh, your daughter needs a shidduch, my daughter needs a shidduch. Okay, let's switch names. Now you daven for my daughter, I'll daven for your daughter, that's it. Who knows? Rav Eliashiv said, Mispal Ba'at Chaveirot. He's a shakri, he's a person. When somebody else has a problem, you daven for them as though it's your problem. Not. Doesn't say Hamad Kiras Chaveirot if he was. You say your friend's name, the Yotzer. You know, like you say, Bachoyot, Yankee, Kapir, Don. No. That you feel like it's your son. Then, who meant it? Then they're punished. A tefillah that's totally for somebody else, that's a rush. That's not a rush. That's not so easy. You can't just make a campaign. You have to be a Baal Madrega to be able to do that. That's a mispal ba'ad yibad chaverit. I need it, but I'm davening for you as though it's my problem. That's the pshat. I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, over here, your yochas, he was a king. Right? He didn't daven for himself. Zok the Novi, what was the tefillah? Look at the lashon of the Novi. Zok the Novi. Vayichal Yoyochas is Pnei Hashem. So I want to tell you, Vayichal means he made himself choyel. He wasn't davening for himself. Mipnei Alachatz, ki ro es lachatz Yisroel. He was only davening for Klal Yisrael. So because it was Vayichal, because he made himself into choyel, he only davened for Klal Yisrael like Moshe did. Memela, Vayishma. That's why Hashem accepted it. A tefillah that you do for somebody else, such a tefillah is always answered. A tefillah that you're doing not for yourself, a selfless tefillah. See, even though your yochas didn't do tshuva yet, but it's automatically answered. The tefillah ba'at chaveroi is unen. Such a tefillah gets answered. And that would explain side the lashon and side the reason why the tefillah was miscovered. Okay.